Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fountain of Living Waters Church broadcast with your host, Assistant Pastor Michelle Edelin. Prepare to draw deep from the well of living water that gives life-sustaining strength, encouragement, and joy. Once you drink from the fountain, you will never thirst again. Now, here's your host, Assistant Pastor Michelle Edelin.
Hello, hello. God bless you and welcome to Fountain of Living Waters Church broadcast. We are so glad that all of you have joined us on tonight. It is a blessed day in the Lord, and we are so excited about this day that He has allowed us to see. I am Michelle Edelin, Assistant Pastor at Fountain of Living Waters Church. We are located in Raleigh, North Carolina. Our pastor is the Reverend Dr. Lily D. Jones. We are a Bible-preaching, Bible-teaching church. We believe in praise and worship. We believe in community outreach. We believe in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with everyone, with the church as well as the unchurched. We believe that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ask or think, and that He is the divine healer and He is our Redeemer. We thank God for each of you being on here tonight. And if by chance you find yourself in the Raleigh, North Carolina area, we invite you to come and fellowship with us. We begin service on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. with Bible Academy, where it is a dynamic time of teaching. And it's the teaching where you get to ask questions and you get to share feedback and receive feedback. Then we go right into our Sunday morning service, which begins at 10 a.m. with praise and worship and a time of fellowship and sharing of the gospel, sharing of the word. It's being preached and it's being taught there. We come back on Wednesday nights for Bible study, and we are currently studying the book of Revelation and would love to have you come and study the word with us. We also open our food pantry on Wednesday night where we have non-perishable food items, and we help the community. We open it up to the community, and we try to be a blessing to all those who are around us. We do several different types of community outreach. And we're just a church that believes that you have to be outside of the four walls. God has blessed us tremendously, and we are being blessed so that we can be a blessing to God's people. So if you are in this area, we would love for you to come and fellowship with us. We always say at Fountain of Living Waters Church that once you drink from the fountain, that fountain that never runs dry, that fountain that offers life-sustaining water, that fountain that gives you the life that you need, you will never thirst again if you drink from that fountain. Come and see us at Fountain of Living Waters Church. I'm so excited about what God has given me to share here with you tonight and for the next 3 or 4 months, actually. We are doing the Significance series. And tonight we are talking about the significance of praise. And you may think to yourself, well, what exactly do you mean by significance? And significance means that it's the quality of being very important, the quality of being very necessary and something that is needed. It's not optional. It is significant. And praise is one of our weapons, and it's one of those things that is it's very significant in the life of a believer. And I have here with me tonight Elder Daryl Bass. Elder Daryl Bass is one of the elders at Fountain of Living Waters Church. He is a dynamic praise and worship leader. He is a dynamic preacher. He's an awesome teacher. And he is a praiser. He is his whole ministry walk is known for praise. And so it was no other person that could come on tonight and share with us as it relates to praise. So, Elder Daryl, I thank you so much for being here with me tonight. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Assistant Pastor. Thank you so much for inviting me to come on and be with you tonight.
Well, praise God, and thank you for accepting it. Thank you for accepting. Elder Daryl is one of the ministers at Fountain of Living Waters Church, and he is a person, he is a man of God who praises no matter what. He praises when the times are good, and he praises when the times are something less than good. How about if I say it that way? And he has come to understand what praise means in the life of the believer. He has come to understand the absolute significance of praise in the life of the believer. And so, Elder Daryl, I guess we can just jump right in, and I'll start with a question, and that is, as it relates to praise, what would be your, and this is going to be a tough one, so let me ask for forgiveness in advance.
Okay.
What would be your favorite scripture?
There's so many, but one that really pops for me quite frequently is Psalm 34:1, and it reads this way in the King James Version. It says, "I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth."
Yes.
But you know what? I stumbled across the Message Bible version, and it reads this way. It says, "I will bless God every chance I get. My lungs expand with your praise."
Wow.
So those are my favorite. Those are my favorite scriptures. Those are the that's the favorite scripture that I go to quite a lot, because you know what? When I first came across that scripture, it was more or less reading it. But you know what? Life really taught me how to live this scripture. Life taught me how to live this scripture, to praise him when things are good, to praise him when things are bad, to praise him when people talk about you, to praise him when things are going not so good at work. Blessing his name at all times.
Wow.
I mean, it's just powerful to me.
Yeah, that is powerful. That is. Read that Message version again. I really like that.
Yeah, it says, "I will bless God every chance I get." That means when I'm feeling good, when I'm not feeling good. And it also says, "My lungs expand with his praise." You know, that means that my lungs are expanding with his praise, not with complaining about things that are not going so well, but my lungs and my mouth and my tongue is always going to be found giving God some praise.
Now, see, you're going to get us in trouble talking about my lungs are not expanding with complaining and murmuring and bickering and gossiping and malice. Now, you're going to get us in trouble with that.
Yeah, because God, he doesn't inhabit the complaints of his people. He inhabits the praises of his people.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
He lives in those praises. And if we're complaining and confusion is all around, God is nowhere to be found.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
So we have to be careful with what comes out of our mouth.
We have to
make sure that, like it says, every chance I get, not just
every
sometimes, but every single chance I get. So does that mean that when, let's see, when I am driving and someone cuts me off, that's a chance to give God praise?
It is, because that's a chance that even though that person cuts you off, you were able to be alert and you didn't hit them. Now we have to be real now. Sometimes our knee-jerk reaction may not be, "Bless the Lord, he, you know, came in front of you." But, you know, once you realize that you were not in an accident, then the life of the Christian is going to go back to praise, because things could have been so much worse if you had ran into that person or they had ran into you. So it is always, we can always find an opportunity to give God praise.
Oh, wow. So we have to find opportunity. We have to, in everything, in every opportunity, look for a time and a way to give God praise.
Exactly. We have to be intentional about it, you know? It doesn't just happen. You've got a purpose in your heart that you're going to give God praise. You got to make up in your mind that you're going to give God praise.
So we have to be intentional praisers.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. Just like when you're coming, you know, on a Sunday morning, a typical Sunday morning, we should, as soon as our feet hit that floor for that morning, we should be in a mindset that we're going to give God praise. And so by the time that we get, you know, my wife and I, we don't live in the Raleigh area. We live in Holly Springs. By the time we get to our church, we should not have to be primed and pumped so hard and the praise and worship leaders sweating and trying to pump us up to give God praise, because we're intentional about that thing. We're purposeful about that. You know, we're gonna intend to give God praise. We're gonna bless His name at all times, and His praises are gonna continually be in my mouth,
wow.
in our mouth. You know, we really have to do that.
Absolutely, absolutely. My goodness, that's good stuff right there.
And praise is a lifestyle. It's not just a weekly occurrence. Like on Sunday. It's a lifestyle. We have to have a lifestyle of praise. And you know what? And when I say that, I've learned to apply that to my life, because everything, you know, God didn't promise me a bed of roses, but He did promise me that He would be with me through everything that I go through. And He also promised me that all things are going to work out for the good, because I love Him and I'm called according to His purpose.
Wow. That's good right there. That's real good. So we have to be intentional about what it is that we are doing, and that goes right to praise as well. We have to be intentional
mm-hmm.
in our praise.
Yes, we certainly do. Have to be.
Mm. So how did you come to the place where you learned that you had to be intentional with your praise?
You know, just life. I know that sounds elementary. Just life happens. And it has really taught me to not complain about what I go through, but go through it with the heart of praise, with the heart of worship. And I know that's one of the other significant things that you're going to talk about later, but, you know, but this is definitely having that mindset to give God praise, no matter what is going on. Now, if somebody runs over me with a car, I'm not going to thank God that someone ran over me with a car.
Right.
He
right.
said to praise in all things, not for all things. So you gotta know what to give God praise for.
Right.
You know.
Right. And you know, sometimes I hear people get what you just said twisted.
Mhm.
And it's you know, they are giving praise for things that really are not things that we should be giving praise for, you know?
Exactly.
And that, I think we have to be careful. We have to be mindful of that. We
mm-hmm.
really do. So tell me why it is that you pray.
You know what? One of the things that I would like to share as it relates to the significance and why praise is just so important is because when you are in praise, or you're thinking about praising God, what it will do is it will take the focus off of you. And you know, we live in a society where everybody's taking selfies, and it's just a selfie focused world. It can be. And you know, praise is a constant reminder for the Christian to take their minds off of themselves and put it back on God. So that is why, you know, that's one of the reasons why it's so significant and why we should do that, you know. And it
right.
brings to mind the scripture in Psalms 150 and 2. It says, praise him for his mighty deeds and praise him according to his excellent greatness. You know, if I am praising him for his mighty deeds and his excellent greatness, I can't be focused on myself. You know, I can't be focused on things, you know, and I can't be so, if I'm so full of myself, there's no way that I could ever be full of God's praise or full of God's Holy Spirit, because I'm just so full of, you know, I would be so full of me. But what praise tends to do for me, it takes my focus off of me and everything that's not going so well, and it makes me focus on God. And when I focus on God, it lets me know that things are going to be all right, that things are going to work out somehow, some way. God's going to get the glory out of whatever's going on, you know?
Right.
So that's one of the points that really sticks with me as when I think about the significance of praise.
Wow. You hit on a lot of good points there. You said that when we praise, it takes the focus off of ourselves and puts the focus back on God.
Exactly.
So when I praise, it gets me out of this mindset of it's all about me.
Exactly. And it makes you focus. It makes you think about that, how worthy God is and how worthy God is of all of our praise. No matter what that we're facing from day to day, he is still worthy of all of our praise.
Still worthy.
Still worthy of all of our praise.
So whether your day is going the way you want it to, or if it's going slightly different, God is still worthy.
Yes, he is.
And you are right. You said we are a society that is very selfie-focused and very selfish and self-aggrandizing, and, and we can be that way. And we find that a lot of people are that way. And so praise is that thing that will redirect us.
Exactly. Exactly. It will. It'll refocus our attention to where it should be. And that's on how good God is, how worthy he is. And it will definitely bring you back to where you should be. And another thing that praise will do, Assistant Pastor, praise will bring us to a place of humility. Now, it will help us remember how dependent we should be on God and not on ourselves.
Right.
And I will be honest, I have not learned that. I learned that the hard way. Because when you're so puffed up with pride, you're not able to give God the true praise that he really deserves, because you think in your own mind that, well, I can handle this. You know, I got this. But what praise will do, it will just cause you to be more humble and more, it'll just help you strengthen your humility toward him and have a heart of humility and not be puffed up or arrogant in any way, shape, or form.
Right, right. So it takes you to a place of humility.
Because
when you're praising God, you are acknowledging that it's all about him. You're acknowledging that he is the Lord of your life, that he is in control of your life. All of that.
Exactly. And you've seen, and you do it yourself, and as we're praising and we're giving God praise, we lift up our hands. And as we lift our hands unto him, giving him praise, that's a sign of surrendering who you are for who he is. My God, for who you are for who he is. You surrender for who you are for who he is. And you begin to just realize that things are going to work out for your good. You know what? And you also realize that above him there is none other.
Right.
That he is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. So we should definitely praise him because he knew us before we knew ourselves, and he knows everything in between, and he knows the end. And he is just a majestic, awesome God. And we have to you can't be puffed up in pride when you really, really believe that in your heart. You cannot have pride. It takes humility to do that. And I will be honest and transparent. There's been a time in my life where I said that with my mouth, but in my heart, I didn't quite get it. But I give God praise that he has, he didn't take his hands off of me, and he continued to work with me, and I continued to surrender those areas of my life that God would have me to surrender. So it takes humility to do that.
Right, right. And if we were all if we would all take a moment of transparency, we could all say that mm-hmm. we have had to grow and come to understand who God is and where we fit in, because the word is clear in it when it says, "Where were you when I was creating all of this?" So we weren't involved in all of the creation.
That's right.
We were not needed for all of that. We need to remember our place in all of this and in everything, and remember what we were created for. We were created to praise and worship the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We were.
Amen. Yes, we were.
We were created to praise and worship the Lord. So, you know, there is a conversation is what I'll call it.
Mm-hmm.
And some people will refer to it as a debate, but I'll say a conversation about how we should praise. And, you know, you have some denominations that praise in a manner that is much more demonstrative and more animated, and then there are denominations that their praise appears to be more subdued or subtle. And what are your thoughts on that? Where do you think where are we on that?
Well, I don't recall, and you know, I haven't seen yet in the Bible where it instructs you exactly how you should praise.
Mm-hmm.
It just speaks of giving God praise and sincerely whenever you pray. It does give you, it says that we should worship God in spirit and in truth. But I think that's one of the only requirements that we have to do, is that we do it from a sincere heart and a truthful heart. But in terms of, you know, if Sister Susie over here is one who will just silently give God praise, you know, without being very demonstrative, then, you know, who am I to say that God is not honoring that praise, you know?
Right.
But there are certain times where you gotta shout with a loud shout unto the Lord. You know, the word says, shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph.
Mm-hmm.
You know, triumph means that's victory. And when you're having victory, you're giving God praise for the victory. So I think it just depends on the person, and it depends on the situation and the environment in which you are giving God praise.
Right.
But the thing is to praise him, to do it in spirit and in truth, to do it with a sincere heart.
Yes.
Don't do it because everybody's looking at you, so that they can say, well, you know, that guy is really a praiser and he's raising his hands. And, you know, don't do it for that reason. You have to do it out of sincerity of your heart.
Right.
Of everything that God has done and who he is and all that. I hope that answered your question.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, everybody can praise the Lord in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
And how one person praises may be very different than how another person praises. But different doesn't mean that one person is necessarily right or wrong. It just means mm-hmm. that it's different.
Exactly. And let me give you an example of that. There was a lady who came to our church, it's been several years ago, and she actually brought her flags with her. And she, during the service, she was praising God. And I will be honest, that's the first time that I had seen someone, you know, praise with the flags that way. But come to find out, this particular sister could not raise her arms. And that was the way that she gave God praise, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that just really opened my mind up and was able to expand my worldview, so to speak, of praise. People give God praise the way that they give them praise. And just because they don't do it the way I do, it doesn't mean it's not praise. Or the way, if I do it, don't do it the way you do it, doesn't mean that I'm not giving God praise. So I think that the clincher and the bottom line is we have to make sure whenever we praise that it's out of a sincere heart.
Right, right. And then not be judgmental.
Right.
Because, you know, everybody isn't going to praise in the same way, and we can't say necessarily that a person is not praising if they don't do it the way we say do it or mm-hmm. the way we do it.
And let's be honest with the pastor. If I'm paying attention to how you praise, I'm not giving God praise.
Right.
You feel me? I got to say in my own life, and I got to give God praise based on my relationship with him. And, you know, if I just tend to my praise and let you tend to your praise, we can do it corporately together unto the Lord because, you know, it's going to be like a sweet-smelling savor to his nose, to his nostrils, if we do it that way.
Exactly. Exactly. And one of the first points, or one of the points you made earlier, was that praise takes the focus off of ourselves and puts it back on God. And,
exactly.
And so you're exactly right when it comes to how you praise. If you're looking at or thinking about how the person next to you or in front of you or behind you is praising, then you're not putting your focus on God. And that's who should get all of the focus when we're praying, when we're praising. 100% of the focus should go directly to him.
Mm-hmm.
I love Psalm 145.
Mm-hmm.
It says, I will exalt you, my God and King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. And our finite minds struggle to process what forever and ever means in God's terms.
Mm-hmm.
So we know what forever and ever means for us as humans, but for God, forever is so far beyond what we can comprehend until we can't really wrap our brains around it. So when David wrote this psalm and he said, I will exalt you, my God and King, and I will bless your name forever and ever, that is a declaration that is so awesome, that forever and ever, which is beyond what I can even comprehend.
Right, right.
It's longer than I can even process.
Mm-hmm.
That's how long I'm going to exalt you.
Forever.
And ever.
And ever.
It does.
It
blows your mind.
Yeah. If you think about that, it does. Because, I mean, because we really cannot wrap our brains around how, I mean, what that, like you said, what that really means in God's eyes.
Exactly. And so what I know it means for me is for as long as I have any breath, any faculty of my mind, anything in me,
mm-hmm.
for however long, for as long as I can possibly do it, I am going to exalt you. And then verse 2 says, every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever.
Wow.
I will praise your name forever and ever. And so when we slip away from this life as we know it now, when we raise our eyes in glory, we're going to be praising his name forever and ever. We're going to be praising his name then.
That's right.
Praise is just so incredibly significant and necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so powerful because praise makes things happen.
Yes, it does. Now, praise will make the enemy back up.
Yes.
Praise will make the enemy back up off of you, back up out of your situations, and our weapon of praise will cause the enemy to leave us alone, will cause him to flee. If you don't believe me, turn, if you go to 2 Chronicles 20 and 22, and this is the story of Jehoshaphat, and we know the story of how God miraculously defeated the enemy because of the people's obedience to praise.
Yeah.
And it says, as they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. So praise will make our enemies flee, and it will defeat our enemies. That enemy of doubt, pump up some praise. It's going to roll up out of there. That enemy of thinking that you're less than, if you start to give God praise, it will drop off of you.
Yeah.
The enemy cannot stand us to give God praise. He can't stand it.
Yeah. Because the enemy wants you for himself. Of course, we know
mm-hmm.
that. And when you are giving God praise, then you are in every way, shape, and form saying to the enemy, I'm not thinking about you. I'm not focused on you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not concerned about you. I'm not afraid of you.
Uh-huh. Come
you
on.
You don't stress me. You don't have any dominion or power. I'm giving praise
None.
To my creator.
That's right.
I'm giving praise to the one who created me, who knows
mm-hmm.
me, who
mm-hmm.
knows the plan for my life, who designed the plan for my life. And so does that mean, though, that when we praise, we're making the enemy mad?
Yeah, he can't stand it. He cannot stand it, makes him mad. And especially if you give God praise in expectation of something that God is going to do. You know, your body may be wrecked with pain, but if you give God praise, there's been times that, you know, our pastor has talked several times, and I've experienced it too, walking in church feeling one way, not feeling very well in your body, but as you continue to praise, that somehow it goes away, you know?
Yeah.
And we know that's nothing but the power of God. We know that as you launch that spiritual weapon, that the enemy will flee, whatever enemy it is. The enemy of infirmity,
mm-hmm.
the enemy of confusion, the enemy of not having any hope or unbelief, it will drop off of you. It will be just like, as you know, here in the Raleigh area, the humidity is really, really, really bad. You know, and sometimes when I walk out at lunchtime, sweat starts to pop off of my forehead
uh-huh.
because it's so hot. That's similar to how the enemy will do. As you give God praise, he will. I mean, it will just pop off of you. It'll just pop off. He'll have to back up. He can't stand it. It burns his ears. hear us praise.
Yeah. It just drives him, it just makes him more angry than he can stand.
Yeah.
And the more we praise, the more we are working our way into the very presence of God.
Yeah, most definitely.
And the enemy can get as angry as he wants to, but, you know, we're still going to give God praise. Nothing changes. Nothing at all changes in terms of us giving God praise. We're going to continue to give God praise no matter how angry the enemy gets.
Mm-hmm.
And
we'll be intentional about it, you know, continue to be intentional and
exactly
purposeful.
Exactly. And there's so many reasons to praise, so many reasons to give God glory and honor and praise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that and not even because he blessed you with a, and you fill in the blank, you know, whatever material thing, but he blessed you with your health and he's blessed you with life.
The faculties of your mind.
Yes.
You know?
And protection.
Mm-hmm.
And all those things, and, you know, so we have so many reasons to praise. He created us. That's the first thing.
That's right.
He is our God. He's Lord of lords, and he's King of kings in our lives. And we should praise him for those reasons. I think sometimes, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, I think sometimes that we are almost taught to use praise as a way to manipulate, as a way to get what we want. And that's so not the purpose of praise.
Yes, you're right about that. Praise, because God knows. And I hear you say often, you know, when people say, God knows my heart. And you're right, he sure does, but he still loves us.
Right.
He definitely knows our heart. But we can't try to, like, we can't manipulate God into doing things just because we praise. We should praise him for who he is.
Right.
Not always for what he's done, but and God knows when you're trying to manipulate him. And I've learned it the hard way. That doesn't move God when you're trying to when I've tried to manipulate him with praise, that still doesn't move. But we still have to. Even when God says no, we give him praise.
Right.
Or if he's not saying anything, we still have to give him praise.
Exactly.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Even if he says wait.
Yeah.
We have to give him praise.
Exactly. And I'm not trying to be all deep and theological about that. Just life has taught me that.
Yeah.
Life has taught me that if he says no, I still owe him praise.
Uh-huh. Because, you know, sometimes we act like if we withhold our praise, it's going to somehow change.
I know, and that's just so, we're just crazy that way. We're just mere mortals. And so God is just like, God's like, dude, man, you know, I'm not moved by that. I still love you, but I'm still not going to do it until I say it's
exactly. Or I'm not going to do it at all because it's not a part of the plan for your life, or it's not what's best for you.
Exactly. Exactly.
And, you know, if we withhold our praise, oh, that's going to change. It's like, well, no, it doesn't. when we withhold our praise, it simply is a reflection of where our relationship with God really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all that shows, is where your relationship with God really is. So let's talk a little bit about the where of praise. Where?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, where should we praise Him? Where? Because I've been at this thing a lot of years, and I've seen a lot. I've seen people praise in places and times that just caused me to ponder.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've also experienced places and times where people clearly should be praising and they don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so let's talk about that a little bit.
So where of praise? Well, as you know, I'm an HR professional, and so I work with folks with all types of issues. And I think, and I said that to say that I think that you can give God praise anywhere, but it's the way that you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I'm in our leadership team meeting, and I'm thinking about something that God has done for me, or I just want to give Him praise, you know, I can silently give God praise right there in the meeting. But I'm not going to get in front of the room as telling everybody to lift up their hands, give God praise, and like I would do in a church setting.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It does.
You know, God, He has truly given us common sense.
Yes.
So, I mean, there's just certain times that, and like I said, I can still give Him praise, but it's the manner in which I do it.
And I guess that kind of goes back to the how we praise.
Exactly.
We can be in a state of mind of giving God praise at all times, and
mm-hmm.
still go about our everyday lives, you know, running businesses. If you're an entrepreneur working your job, if you are a career professional, you know, whatever it is that you do, you can still be in a position of praise, and no one ever see you raise your hands, no one ever hear you, you know, shout hallelujah, you know, nobody.
Exactly.
Ever see that, and you're still giving God praise.
That's right.
And like I said, I've been around, I've been doing this a long time, and I've seen some things. I've seen, actually, the very example that you gave in the workplace, I've actually seen that.
Wow.
I've seen that happen, and when there was an adverse reaction to it,
mm-hmm.
Or a negative consequence, then the person felt that the enemy was trying to attack them, and
wow,
you know, that kind of thing. And I didn't agree with them. I was like, you know, you were out of order, because God is a God of order.
Yes, He is. He is a God of order.
And He wants us to be in order, and He wants everything that we've done to be done decently and in order.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we have to be careful. We have to be mindful of that as we are journeying through this Christian road that we walk down, because we don't want to do anything that's going to bring embarrassment or a negative light on serving Christ.
Yeah, that's why it's real important that as Christians that we just allow ourselves to be taught and have a teachable spirit.
Right.
So that we are able to distinguish, you know, when and how we should be prayed. You know?
Yes.
I mean, they would probably think I was crazy if I just was just running around with my hands lifted up, speaking in my heavenly language, in a work type of environment, you know? You just
right.
have to, and like you said, God is not a one who is like confusion. He's a God of order. He's a gentle man. He's not going to he's not going to have chaos.
Right.
Which leads me, if I could just give this point in terms of praise and how significant it is.
Mm-hmm.
Praise is going to leave no room for complaining and negativity.
Wow.
It's just not going to have, I mean, you're not going to be able to complain. You can't praise and complain at the same time.
Mm.
You can't do that.
Now, that's good right there.
You cannot praise and complain at the same time.
Yeah, that's pretty hard to do.
Yeah.
that's pretty hard to do. You know, praises, it is so necessary. And the word says it's good to praise the Lord.
Yes. We were created to praise him.
We were created to praise him.
Yes.
So we have to make sure that we are doing what we were created to do.
Exactly. And, I mean, it invites his presence into our life, into our situations. Praise.
Right.
Praise God for that.
Right. All such good points. My goodness. This has been excellent. I have enjoyed this. Talking about the significance of praise and praise is one of our weapons that we can use to, as you said earlier, back the enemy up off of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's one of those tools that we can use to encourage ourselves.
Definitely.
Can use praise to bless God. We can use praise to help us get through situations. There are a lot of things that praise will help with in our lives, and if we would just praise him.
Mm-hmm. And it also paves the way for God's power to be displayed in our life. Miracles happen when there's praise.
Mm. So praise paves the way.
Paves the way for God's power to be displayed.
Praise paves the way for God's power
to be displayed, or if you want to use manifested, it paves the way for miracles to happen.
Yeah. That is great. It paves the way for miracles to happen. That's good right there. Wow. Paves the way for miracles to happen. And you know, everybody claims that they want miracles. They want to see miracles. They want God to work miracles. And but are we willing to do what needs to be done to have the miracles manifest? And that is to praise.
To praise. It's,
yeah.
It's just so, like you started, when you started our conversation in terms of, you know, praise being necessary and important and needed and essential, you know? I mean, it is just so significant and in our lives, and it my mom, what praise can really can do for us if we really purpose in our hearts to want to be praisers, so to have a lifestyle of praise.
Right. We have to purpose in our hearts to praise.
That's right.
We do. Well, Elder Darrell, it has been great talking to you tonight about the significance of praise. And before we close out, I want to see if you have any kind of closing points or comments that you'd like to share with the people as it relates to the significance of praise.
Well, again, I want to thank you so much for allowing me to be have a conversation with you through your Oblong radio. I've really thoroughly enjoyed it. But in closing, I would just like to focus on the couple of points that we made. Number one, that praise gets our focus back on God, and it takes it off of ourselves. Praise also brings us to a place of humility. We can't be puffed up in pride with praise without we can't be puffed up if we're going to have a lifestyle of praise. And praise will certainly cause the enemy to flee or to run or to back up off of us.
Mm-hmm.
And praise leaves no room for complaining and negativity. And last but certainly not least, praise invites us into God's presence. It allows us to be in his presence. And he wants to inhabit the praises of his people. He wants to live in our praises. And so I would just want to encourage everyone to take those points and meditate on those. And I do appreciate you having me on this evening, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it. It's always great to talk with you, and I wish you all the best.
Amen. Praise God. One last thing I want to ask you about real quick before we have prayer and pray for God's people and get ready to close out, and that is, if a person is not comfortable praising, if a person is not, you know, a praiser right now,
mm-hmm.
what would you recommend that they do?
When you're saying comfortable, you mean like doing it in front of others?
Well, doing it publicly or even privately.
Or privately?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, either one.
You know what? I would just encourage them to pray about it, and to if they really have a desire to want to be someone who focuses on praise and have a lifestyle of praise, is to first of all to sincerely seek the Lord and pray and ask him to give them the desire to do it, and then also to give them the boldness to be able to give God praise no matter where you are. Those are a couple of things that I would recommend that you start off doing. And I would also just try to study scriptures as it relates to praise. And then there's so many resources out there as it relates to praise. One of the books that pops up, it's called The Power of Praise and Worship. That's a really good book that I go back to frequently. I read it many years ago, but sometimes I pick it up again and read it over and over again because you always get something different.
Right.
So those are some of the things that I would recommend that you do as you embark on this lifestyle of praise.
Right. Give me the name of that book again.
It's called The Power of Praise and Worship, and I cannot remember the author's name at this present moment, but
okay.
I can get it to you later.
But they can Google search.
Yeah, yeah.
the power of praise and worship.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you're right. That will help them to develop a lifestyle of praise.
Exactly.
Where praise becomes what you do.
Mm-hmm. Like breathing.
Yeah, it becomes who you are and what you do. Absolutely. Very good. Good stuff. Good stuff. Thank you. Thank you
ma'am.
For those closing points. Well, I'm going to just go to the Lord in prayer, and we're going to pray for God's people. And so if you will stay on with me while we pray for God's people, I would appreciate that.
Most
Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you. We worship you, God. We adore you. We are just so thankful to you for being our creator. We are thankful to you for who you are in our lives and for all that you have done for us and all that you continue to do. And God, we thank you for how you each and every day have kept us and blessed us and protected us and shielded us when we didn't even know you were doing all those things.
Yes, God. Thank you so much.
We give you thanks and praise for that. Lord, we thank you for your people who have been listening tonight, and we thank you for how you are moving on them and helping them to get into a position or a posture of praise. We thank you for how you are giving them an attitude of praise, that they have a desire to praise you even more, a desire to study your word more and learn about praise and worship and learn why it is so important to praise you and what the significance of praise is and how they can increase their and improve their and deepen their relationship with you through praise. And Lord, I just thank you for how your word is what changes us and what makes us into who you would have us to be. And so, God, I pray that your people will be able to grow as a result of what they've heard tonight, and that they will be able to grow as they implement some of the tools and strategies that Elder Daryl Bass has suggested and offered to them on tonight. God, we want to lift up Elder Bass to you and just give you praise for him and his willingness to come on and serve tonight. And we thank you for how you are working in his life. And, Lord, we just ask that you will honor his faithfulness in being on tonight and that you will grant to him, Lord, the desires of his heart. Father, not just his needs, but I pray that you will grant to him some of his wants and his desires and just bless him to be all that you have ordained for him to be.
God.
Father, thank you again for your people who have listened to this and who are going to, I'm believing that they are going to seek you more and they're going to pray. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Again, this has been Fountain of Living Waters Church. I am Assistant Pastor Michelle Edelin. We are here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and we certainly invite you to come out and fellowship with us if you are in the Raleigh, North Carolina area. We are a Bible preaching and teaching church that believes that Jesus Christ died for our sins and that he rose on the third day and that he is our Redeemer. And once you take a drink from the fountain that never runs dry, that fountain that offers life-sustaining water, you will never thirst again. So I invite you to come and fellowship with us and connect, repair, and release. Be released to go out and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you, and thank you so much for joining us.